What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by GAF Roofing. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Right at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris, and you know, with this nice, warm weather we're having, it's kind of hard to believe it's December, but you know what? It is. It's actually December. So after hosting Thanksgiving, and now preparing your home for Christmas and New Year's, all the next holidays, you know, what have you found or noticed about your home? Well, today is your day to get some answers for that. So you can give us a call today for the next hour right here and now. 314-241-9797 is the number you need to get to us. And because it's December, we can talk about kind of preparing your home for the holidays. We can also, you know, with New Year right around the corner, we can also talk about, you know, some design trends for 2022. The top paint color for 2022 is probably going to surprise you. Of course, we'll have my On the Road with Rich segment and my weekly hack. We will always have that. So stay tuned for all of that. And today, also, a special surprise guest here with me, Shannon Cross from Mosby Building Arts, one of our consultant designers here at Mosby, is joining me today. So she'll have a lot to participate in with those colors and the design forecast for 2022 and a lot of this stuff about Mosby that we start off with also. So we'll love to have all of that. I appreciate her coming in and spending some time with us. But don't forget, our main reason here today is to help you with your home. That's what we do here at the show. It's what we do here at Mosby Building Arts. So again, you can call us. Any questions, comments, concerns that you may have, any design questions, remodeling questions with Shannon with me, just get with us. The phone line you need right now, write this down, 314-241-9797. So I'm going to jump right into this here. Because we've got a lot going on here at Mosby. We always do. We're always trying to do something. And Shannon, so our toy drive is what we have just started. I am so thrilled about this. I will say I'm slightly disappointed that, you know, that there's like a new thing in COVID coming, a new, you know, new form and all that stuff, and that COVID isn't gone. Like, oh gosh, like, are we still dealing with this? So we're not having our big, you know, group thing at the office. We're not having that big day where we all get together and Santa comes and all that fun stuff, just with the mandates and the things going on. But we are still going to help out our community and try and help everybody out. So this year, we're going to try and help out Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital by having a toy drive. So for the whole month of December, anyone out there, you can drop off a unwrapped new toy at either of our locations at 645 Leffingwell Avenue in Kirkwood or at 115 West Argonne Drive in Kirkwood. We've got stuff set up to get it in there for you. And or what I always try and tell everybody, You know, because Shannon runs around and does some of these first calls and things like that, like I do also. So if you're having us out to your house, if you're starting a design or you're having a first visit, you're thinking about a project and we're already coming, just grab a new toy, you know, get one out and have it for us. We will be so excited to be able to take that and bring that in and contribute to that and hopefully help out some children out there. And this isn't just a Christmas thing. They use these toys throughout the whole year to help out. So anything new unwrapped for a boy or girl would be great and really help all these children out. So get with us and get that to us, and we'll all be participating and having a lot of fun with that. So Shannon, my first idea to start out today was to go right into my On the Road with Rich segment. And you'll love this because, you know, it's about those first visits, those first calls, things that we see. And today I really wanted to focus a lot of the topic on why Mosby does what we do. Mm-hmm. Okay. So my On the Road, you know, going out and visiting with people, this was a few years back, but I was just talking about this with our sales manager and kind of explaining just a scenario to him of what we're doing, what the goal is. And, you know, this is what I've done. So it kind of rejuvenated me to be like, yeah, I should talk about this one because, you know, this was before I'd even started this segment. But so I got a client, very simple exteriors thing. He wants a ridge vent put on his house. That's it. Very simple. Show up, put on a ridge vent. So, you know, I got there, I kind of, you know, the advisor in me starts jumping out and I'm like looking at the house, you know, not really, you know, well, why do you feel you need a ridge vent? You know, and, oh, well, you know, so this room upstairs, you know, a couple of these rooms, they get hot in the summer, they get cold in the winter. There's some moisture issues. And he starts walking me through the inside of the house and around light switches and a couple outlets. There's some water stains around them. There's, you know, all this. And I'm like, I'm in investigation mode now. So I'm like, I got to figure this out because my mind's saying, I don't know that this has anything to do with the ridge vent or not. So, of course, the first thing I do is I say, well, do you mind if I get in your attic? And he's like, well, okay, yeah, you could do that. Why? You know, well, I want to see how your ventilation's actually working and the condition of what's up there and everything. So I go up there and I'm here to tell you, he doesn't have a ridge vent, but he's got gable vents. He's got those turtle kind of pan vents, and he had a vaulted area that they actually baffled through that so the air could pass by the vaulted area. I could take my hand and feel the air pulling through this vaulted area. I'm looking at this going, this attic ventilation is working about 80, 90% effective. And a ridge vent is actually going to make it worse. So now I'm looking at the rest of the house. Why is this going on? What's happening? Looking outside, he has no house wrap on the outside. And then looking at the year the house was built. So it's like about 2001. So I kind of start to explain to him. I'm like, okay, here's the deal. Explain the attic ventilation. I think it's working perfectly. And honestly, I wouldn't touch it. And if you did, you got a lot of other work to do at the same time in order to make it right again and keep it going. So you're in for twice the ridge vent job than you probably are even thinking about. He's got stone, brick, and vinyl exterior, no house wrap, moisture coming through very easily, not all the flashings properly. You know, in 2000, they weren't perfect at that. And so I'm explaining all these different scenarios of moisture coming in, and then I'm explaining a scenario that I've seen a lot in the past that, of course, you know, I don't remember if he was a doctor or whatever, but, you know, how would he know if ventilation's helping moisture occur and, you know, all this stuff? You know, I'm reliant more on him as a doctor. He's reliant more on me as a good construction advisor. So I'm saying, so what they probably did was they lined the inside of your walls with plastic before they put the drywall on. And then, of course, they got to cut out a little square around the outlet. So when moisture can't get out of the wall and you have a vapor barrier and it's running down the inside of this plastic, where does it come out? Around the outlets and the switches. So you get these stains. And he's like, they did do that. I had this house built. I seen it. That is everywhere. And I'm like, yep, so that's your next project. You know, how right do you want this? That plastic's got to go. Now, we never did that. Because who wants to just strip out their whole room, you know? And so, but we ended up doing the outside stuff. And we did some house wraps. And we did some flashings. And we sealed and we caulked all the stone and the brick. And we, you know, it's like battle this moisture from the outside in. Make sure it's protected. It runs away. It goes to the surface. Get it the best that you can. We took some of his vents from his bathrooms on the second floor, put them through the roof, get the moisture out of the attic that's coming in from the bathrooms and stuff. So we did all these steps to get him, you know, 80% of the way there. We didn't strip the room, but of course, you know, he kind of got it as close as he could, understands the system, knows what he needs to do, but took it as far as he could for that time with budgeting and everything else, but literally looked at me and said, you know, you're the fourth person to come out here. And you're the only one that didn't give me a cost on what a ridge vent cost to install on my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, yeah. So this is that next subject of why do we do what we do? And why is that important, you know, to you? It sounds kind of crazy, but why would it be more important, the reason we're doing what we're doing for a client, than the actually what we're doing? That's what a lot of people fail to understand. So think about our vision, our mission statements, all of this. I got buddies that work at other companies and stuff. They're like, what, you have a vision statement? Like, what are you talking about? Yes, to be the Midwest most desirable home remodeling company. You do not become that just by remodeling kitchens. It's not possible, right?
Right.
I mean,
way more than that. Educating and
yes,
helping find the right solution, even if it doesn't seem like the obvious one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the mission statement, to enhance lives and homes by relentlessly outperforming expectations for the home remodeling industry. Okay. So how did I do that in there, right? I outperformed the expectations for the home, you know, because it didn't need a ridge vent.
Right.
Right. And I'm thinking of, so how do I perform that? How do I outperform expectations for the remodeling industry? Well, the expectations for the remodeling industry is if someone asks for a ridge vent, you give them a price. You tell them what it costs to do that. If I went to a doctor and said, I want a knee replacement, how much does that cost? He would probably say, why do you feel you need a knee replacement? Before he just said, about $24,000.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah, you would hope, right? One would yes, only hope that
right,
that's the way that would go down. And maybe it doesn't always. I hear with, you know, with painkillers and stuff, it doesn't always go down that way. But yeah, so yeah, that's, you know, so that's kind of outperforming that. That's getting to that. That's, you know, really taking that and going, this is what I need to do to outperform that. And our core values, you know, for the company: integrity, commitment to excellence, accountability, respect, teamwork. I mean, that's something that we live and we go after regularly,
mm-hmm,
you know, on a regular basis. We all do that to help each other, to do everything. And so this week I saw an interesting email, because one of our newer home consultants at our office that I'm kind of helping work with a little bit and doing some things. And so we can kind of nominate each other. This is more for everybody listening than Shannon knows all this, but we can kind of nominate each other for some of these different values. And he nominated me for humility, because I showed up at an estimate training session. And in his email, and he nominated the president of the company, the manager, some other people too. I mean, we're all doing, you know, doing the greatest things we can. But he said, you know, Rich is one of our top guys. You know, he's mm-hmm. over $3 million on the year, and I'm pretty certain he knows how to estimate. That is, you know, that is the humility there of, like, understanding that you aren't the greatest thing in the world.
It's always something,
you know,
to learn.
That, and if I had to boost myself a little bit, I'd probably say out of everybody estimating projects and writing scopes and doing different things for clients, I'm probably, if I had to guess, in the top five. But I always realize that I don't know everything, and our systems are forever changing. And mm-hmm. I'm going to go in there, and our head of estimating, Tim, is going to show me something that I didn't know. And it's probably only going to be one thing, but it's going to be the one thing mm-hmm. where I'm like, oh, wow, that's easier. Mm-hmm. I like that, you know, and then I can also assist in my thoughts or ideas on how I do things through the estimating to kind of help teach everybody else at the same time. But that's just what, you know, the company, the president, Scott Mosby, the owner, these people have just dived into and instilled in all of us. And it's just a wonderful, great thing. So we're going to talk more about this, but I'm going to get Shannon way more involved and I'm going to get off my soapbox here. You know, right after my hack, when we return, we'll have my hack, and then we're going to get into a little bit more of this. Why do we do what we do? Right after this.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. We're back. Of course, got my hack here. And you know what? Think about this. You know, light bulbs have a much longer lifespan than they used to, right? Thanks to LED technology. So obviously, they'll get dirtier and they'll need cleaning from time to time. So two great reasons to clean your light bulbs, right? You want as much light in your house as you can get, of course, especially as the days are growing shorter. And you'll also save money. So dirty light bulbs shed 30% less light than clean ones. Add a dusty, dead bug riddled cover over top of that, and you've got an automatic dimmer there that you probably didn't even want or need. So here's what you need to do. Never spray your light bulbs with any type of solution. If you want to have a solution, there is one out there for you. But if you're going to do that, always turn off the electricity to that fixture before you clean these bulbs. So what you can do is you can make a mixture mixed with 1 ounce of some dish soap, a quarter cup of white vinegar, and 3 cups of water. Get that mixed up. Just get your cloth damp with it, just damp, and then you can wipe and dust those light bulbs off. Now, some other tricks of the trade out there are just dryer sheets. They're a very low-cost alternative. You're going to throw them away, but it's a great alternative to microfiber cloth, so they're great for dusting off your light bulbs. And you may want to consider wearing goggles because most of them are over your head and you want to prevent the dust or any cleaning solutions and that from getting in your eyes and hurting your eyes. So great reasons to clean light bulbs. Who even would have thought we needed to do that, right? So if you want to hear this hack or any of my weekly hacks, you can go straight to Facebook, look me up, just search Rich Orris Mosby. I'll have every hack every week for you right there on Facebook. So right now, everybody on Facebook, I invite you to join us on 97.1 with me and my guest Shannon Cross talking about what Mosby does, why we do it, and some design trends and things like that for you. So we're going to get back into this with, I'm kind of stuck on this why. It's a big deal. And we were, you know, Shannon, you were just in the same meeting where we were talking about the types of companies out there. And so the three types of companies we talked about were those that are watching it happen. And then there's the companies that ask what happened, what had just happened to us. And then there are those that make it happen. Where do you think we fit in, Shannon?
In my humble opinion, it is we make it happen.
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many things that we do, you know, with our 10-year warranty, with mm-hmm. how we do everything, all of that. And to kind of help describe this for everybody, I kind of thought about, you know, different types of company, because this isn't a remodeling industry thing. This is just a company thing. This is, you can be doing anything. You can be making any product. You can be performing any service out there. So companies watching it happen. Think about Ford and General Motors. They're pretty big, mm-hmm. pretty great companies, right? So when Tesla came along, it was the first one to have the fully electric car that can go longer distances. Think of how Tesla has changed the industry.
Completely.
Why didn't Ford do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't GM do that? Why weren't they ahead of this, thinking about, because now they're basically, they watched it happen,
mm-hmm.
and now they're probably like, what happened? Right?
They're
going to
cover all three levels.
I'm trying to keep up with them.
Right.
Like, wait a minute, I've been making cars since, like, you know, early 1900s,
yeah.
and you beat me to this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a perfect example of a company focusing on what they do,
mm-hmm.
and not, you know, just watching it happen and yeah. going, huh,
completely.
That's what just happened to me. Motorola is another one. Motorola sat back. They had the phone industry. They had the cell phone industry market cornered.
Mm-hmm.
It was the biggest thing out there, and they watched a computer company take over the cell phone market.
Come very quickly.
And I guarantee at the end of it, they said, what just happened?
Yes.
Like, how did that happen to us? You know, like, so understanding, you know, why these companies do what they do, that's their focus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are we doing this? And then all that other stuff just happens, and we do the exact same thing. So, and my biggest opinion of the latest thing in that is our client portal.
Yes.
So you want to just kind of explain what that does and how that can help a client real quick?
It's a very cool new tool we have for clients to be more involved throughout our whole process once we get to the installation side of looking into their project. They can just, you know, everyone's using technology more and more, especially after the last 2 years. And so they have an easy access to seeing their timeline of the installation of what's happening each day. And they can, you know, correspond with their lead carpenter or their designer or consultant or whoever. So it's just a really great tool to connect us on a whole nother level that, you know, on top of what we've already done for years, and make them feel like they're even more part of it than before. So
absolutely. And so that, to me, is making it happen.
Yes.
We made that happen. There is not a lot of remodeling companies out there, if any,
mm-hmm.
that offer something like this. So when I look at that and I think of, you know, if someone says, all right, what's the main reason? What do you think the main reason somebody should use Mosby is?
There's so many.
There's too many.
The integrity behind everybody, you know, that's everything else that comes with it apart.
Yeah, and it touches the whole team. It touches mm-hmm. every level. When you're
right.
making it happen, you're looking at all of it. So what I would look at somebody and say is, you want to really know the down and gritty of the main reason you should probably use a company like this? Because what we're doing today is better than what we did last year. And what we're going to do next year is going to be better than what we're doing today. It might be service. It might be that portal. You know, it might be anything like that. It doesn't necessarily mean you're getting the greatest countertop. You know, that comes in hand with doing all of that. Mm-hmm. And the perfect example to me is I had a client a year ago in COVID and everything that I was talking to. She wanted to see some of her paperwork. She had moved everything because we were redoing her master bedroom and her master bathroom. She moved all this stuff. She wasn't even staying in her bedroom anymore. Mm-hmm. And she said, can you send me my paperwork again? Mm-hmm. Because I can't find it and I'd like to see it again.
Right.
Well, absolutely, we could do that. Or next year, you'll be able to just go on the portal and see it all.
Look it up.
You can find it in a minute.
Yep.
That is, we're doing better today than we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with swinging a hammer or designing the greatest kitchen on the block.
Exactly.
You know, so there's so many things like that. And the results of that for a company, you know, repeat business, huge. I mean, it just, when you get people that happy in what's happening with the peace of mind and all the things we're offering, you just, tons of repeat business. I mean, my repeat business client is about 70% of what I do throughout the entire year. I had 2 months this year, where every project I sold was to a repeat client, 100%.
I've had a few months of that as well.
Isn't that...
they know what we do, how we do it, and they know they can trust us, which in our industry is far and few between. So
is rare. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so long-term employees,
It's
when all that's good, that's the second benefit to the company. You get long-term employees.
Yes.
You have to train less. There's so many aspects to that. You know, so I've talked several times this year about how this is my 20th year. I just had my 20th anniversary. I'm the fourth one. There's three people that
Which
have more seniority than me. That one's a project manager. Mm-hmm. One's another consultant that just became a consultant in the past year and was actually straight out of the field. And the other is the head of our painting division. This, I mean, this is amazing. This is the results of the why do you do what you do?
Says a lot,
you know,
especially in our industry.
I think it. I
it
think
really it, does.
I think it truly, truly does. Mm-hmm. It's quite amazing how that works. So the next thing that I would bring up for the listeners out there, I've been talking about this for a while, but you know, if you're watching the news and you understand the labor shortage and all the crazy stuff going on, not just in our industry, but all the industries, it's amazing. So we are hiring. We are looking for great people. And if there's great people out there looking for a great place like this to work, you know, you want to change the industry. You want to change everything we do about how you treat people and remodel a house and all the things that go hand in hand with it. Come join us. You will absolutely love it. Whether you have run jobs, you're a project manager, a carpenter, electrician, plumber, we need basically everything in the field. We need some designing people. We need some drafting people. Any part of this industry, we probably have room for you. So check us out. Go online. Look at us. Call Mosby.com, not just for clients looking for stuff. You can do that too, but for people looking for work, look at the company. Check us out. We are well-desired, and you will not regret it. It is just a great place to be. So so let's lighten up here for a couple minutes before we get into our next break, and let's talk about colors. Let's do this color thing, 2022, because this one amazed me when I read about any of this. So what's going on upcoming with colors in 2022? What are you seeing?
So the trend up and coming that we're already starting to kind of see filter in is more soft, warm, muted tones, you know, more on the natural side, very just calming colors.
Yeah.
A lot of neutrals, you know, whites, creams, the grays are still kind of in there because it's a warmer gray. and just even color, but softer. They're not as bold as they have been in the past. And so I know you're going to touch on the winning color of the upcoming year, but yeah, just very soft, warm, cozy feeling type tones.
Yeah. And basically, so I brought this up because of an article that I read from Howes, I believe it was, was talking about green.
Yes.
Green is that big upcoming color.
It's a big one.
That for 2020. And they looked at, you know, what all the paint companies were saying. That's kind of where they got that. And, you know, Benjamin Moore has an October mist that is, like they're saying, will be their biggest color. Evergreen fog. You know, I love the names, how they do this and come up with all these, but that's Sherwin-Williams.
Yeah.
You know, evergreen. So there's all these, you know, greens that every single paint company out there, Olive, that's PPG, Olive Sprig is their color they're saying is going to be the biggest for 2022. So it's really kind of cool, you know, that they all do this and that they all see the same trend. Of, you know, I guess the gray is shading to a softer, you know, soft tone green.
Yeah. Going back to nature is kind of what it's the theme behind it, of just natural elements, a lot of woods mixed in, you know, the green, that's earth, earthy tones in general, you know, soft blues and sky tones and neutral creams. So, yeah, it's just, I think trying to go for a more calming effect this next year is what the basis to that is from.
Well, it's probably time we all calm down. So let's calm down here for a few minutes. We'll get into our final break. If you have any questions, anything for us, feel free to call. One segment left, 314-241-9797. Shannon, myself, we'll be back right after these messages.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back. Final segment. If you have anything for me or Shannon, like he said, give us a call. Last segment, we do have time for a question. But for everyone out there, I want to get into some of these design trends with you, Shannon, because you do a ton of designing. This is the thing that, that you really do the most. So starting off in 2022, you know, Howes had kind of the same type of articles, that paint color, with the things that they were seeing or predicting is going to be, you know, some of those trends. So what do you say with that? And what are some of the trends you think are upcoming and going to be big next year?
Yeah, I know we talked a little on color already, seeing those softer tones, not as bold, more cozy, more natural elements are definitely, you know, proving to be strong, more working in more wood tones. Clean lines are big. A lot of people have been kind of trending on that for a while, but that's definitely going even, not necessarily modern, but just even cleaner, simpler. Less detail. Patterns are big, though, but keeping simple, natural, you know, organic type patterns with flow. And the biggest thing design wise with spaces is people are going toward trying to have more multifunctional, you know, get the most out of a space to plan for living there the longest and or just the family growing, you know, if they have little kids now, which is part of our design process in general to help people. But I think just, you know, with products out there, it's even showing that that's up and coming of people wanting to get more out of a product or the functionality of it to be able to use it longer, get more different, you know, different things out of it versus just one function and you have to change it in a few years and that kind of thing. So,
well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, we're spending a lot more time in our homes
and
things have changed. One of the things I've talked about in the past, you know, year and a half with COVID that I've seen, you know, greatly was, you know, everything was wireless. You know, they're all technology wireless. We don't need these wires. You just do this, you just do that.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, the whole world's on Zoom, and everybody's asking me for a wire. They're all like, my internet won't work. You know, I can't get enough, and my wireless isn't capable, and, you know, and they all need an actual internet port to where they're going so that they can do interviews on the news or Zoom and all this different stuff. So the multi-purpose room makes a lot of sense because you got a lot more stuff going on, you know.
Exactly. Out of the home versus, you know, we're all getting back to getting out more again, but the last 2 years have definitely shown, you know, we need to embrace our homes more, and, you know, we're working from our homes more, and people are, you know, some kids are doing school from home or partial and Zoom meetings and all the things. And so, yes, just trying to have as multifunctional of a space as possible to where it can transition easily and long term of our different chapters in our lives as well.
And so I heard you say, I heard one word in everything that you said earlier about the colors and the different stuff, and you said pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you getting pattern?
Well, it's interesting. There's different ways. Sometimes it's just a simple, you know, in a kitchen, a backsplash. You can provide it with just a simple tile and the transition the shape or the way we install the pattern. You can get four or five patterns out of one simple subway tile. So many, many ways to go about that. Believe it or not, I know a lot of people won't want to hear this, but wallpaper is actually kind of coming back. But it's unlike years ago where it was every wall in every space. I would say now it's more of maybe a pop here and there. Like accent walls in the 80s, you know, of a color. So now we're doing maybe, like, I have a client right now, we're doing the whole first floor of the house, and we're taking down wallpaper in two of the rooms that have been there for 20, 30 plus years. But in the foyer, we're talking about maybe right when you walk in is a little impact, doing one wall of just, you know, a very, like I've been mentioning, soft, subtle pattern, tone on tone, to just give a little pop, but be more transitional to last longer.
And it is, you know, it is fun to see these changes and transitions. And I got to imagine, you know, for you, it's got to be fun being able to design them and show options and really come up with, you know, not just projects and rooms, but things like that that people really like a really cool pattern or a really cool, you know, accent wall or accent wall in a bathroom or something. And of course, me, you know, I was the guy that I stripped all that wallpaper from the 80s. I'm like, a little tear comes down my cheek.
A lot of you are going to hate me saying this, but
I'm just like, oh gosh, not again. but so it's just really cool what you guys get to do. So what's some of your favorite stuff to kind of design and do like that for clients?
Oh, it's hard to narrow down. I honestly, I just love, you know, every client is different and their family's different and how they entertain. And that's what we're big on, is we ask a lot of questions, probably odd questions to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, do you want two drawers here? It's, okay, how do you use the space? And so for me, it's more just being able to bring their dreams to life and have them, you know, say, we love walking into this bathroom every morning and it feels like we're, you know, at a hotel or at the ocean or wherever.
Yeah.
And so that's where something like a wallpaper or a cabinet hardware or a fun light fixture or something, bringing their personality into it. That's, you know, it's not a specific space for me necessarily, because all spaces can be fun. But it's really just, I love helping people and making them happy and changing their lives. You know, sometimes it's a, oh my goodness, getting the kids ready in the morning is so much easier now because we have lockers for their coats and book bags and this and that. Or I have a station where they can sit while I'm getting their breakfast and lunch ready or whatever it might be. So just for me, it's more just finding what brings joy to people with making a big change of a functional space as well.
Yeah, no. And see, that to me is right back to that why. You just literally, that's why you're a great fit here. That's why you do such great things here at Mosby, because, you know, you made their life and their home better all at the same time. And literally, you didn't answer a project. You answered basically the project that makes their life and their home better.
Exactly.
And that is absolutely fabulous. And that's what we're looking for.
Yeah. Everybody at Mosby truly it's very hard to find in the industry. I've been in it 21 years and it took years until I got to Mosby to find that. But, you know, it's everybody has a lot of heart behind what we do. And so, yeah, that's I get to do both of my passions, which is working with people and helping them change their lives, too, through design. So I get to kind of incorporate everything I love.
Yep. And it does, you know, it takes time. You know, yes. I've said this a couple times with, you know, my son graduated from college a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going through. He had one job. He didn't really like it. He got out of that. He had kind of a middle job. He's, you know, got another one now that he is liking much, much better. But I basically just looked at him and said, well, I was fortunate because I found Mosby in my home when I was 30.
Early on in your career.
So if you can be fortunate enough to find that at 30, you still got like 7 years before you're going to find it. So you just got to keep searching. You just got to keep doing what you do, you know, going with the why, do everything you can, and great things are just going to happen, and you're going to get involved in other things, and you're going to find this. It's just not going to be in the first 2 years of leaving college. I'll guarantee you that.
It's pretty rare. There's a few out there, I'm sure, that luck out, but... it does. It takes time to find the right fit. And some of that, I think, boils down to, like, our team. There's so much knowledge on our team of, you know, even though it took me many years to find Mosby, and for me, that's the perfect fit, but I did gain something at every place I was at and soaked up knowledge and, you know, learned things that were right for me and some things that were not. And so it helps filter and find that right fit. But...
Well, and that's why we here at Mosby, we meet with other companies, we meet with other industry stuff, 100%. We watch the Harvard industry, you know, all the research and stuff they do, because we know we're not at the finish line, and we're going to always, you know, be doing this, and we're going to always need to be a little bit better the following year, and the only way to do that is to really never stop
growing.
Finding great people like you. Never stop changing, never stop growing and coming up with these things. And I think it's awesome, you know, how we do that. And that's just, you know, great. So for everybody out there, you know, check us out. Callmosby.com. You can call into the office 314-909-1800 and get appointment scheduled with us. Meet with me, meet with Shannon. And for everybody else out there, I had a great time. Thanks for joining me today, Shannon.
And thank you for having me.
I will talk to everybody else next week. Have a good one.
Bye, everyone.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back. Final segment. If you have anything for me or Shannon, like you said, give us a call. Last segment, we do have time for a question. But for everyone out there, I want to get into some of these design trends with you, Shannon, because you do a ton of designing. This is the thing that you really do the most. So starting off in 2022, you know, Howe's had kind of the same type of article as that paint color. With the things that they were seeing or predicting is going to be, you know, some of those trends. So what do you say with that? And what are some of the trends you think are upcoming and going to be big next year?
Yeah, I know we talked a little on color already, seeing those softer tones, not as bold, more cozy, more natural elements are definitely, you know, proving to be strong, more working in more wood tones. Clean lines are big. A lot of people have been kind of trending on that for a while, but that's definitely going even, not necessarily modern, but just even cleaner, simpler, less detail. Patterns are big, though, but keeping simple, natural, you know, organic type patterns with flow. And the biggest thing design-wise with spaces is people are going toward trying to have more multifunctional, you know, get the most out of a space to plan for living there the longest and or just the family growing, you know, if they have little kids now, which is part of our design process in general to help people. But I think just, you know, with products out there, it's even showing that that's up and coming of people wanting to get more out of a product or the functionality of it to be able to use it longer, get more different, you know, different things out of it versus just one function and you have to change it in a few years and that kind of thing. So,
well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, we're spending a lot more time in our homes
and
things have changed. One of the things I've talked about in the past, you know, year and a half with COVID that I've seen, you know, greatly was, you know, everything was wireless. You know, they're all technology wireless. We don't need these wires. You just do this, you just do that.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, the whole world's on Zoom, and everybody's asking me for a wire. They're all like, my internet won't work. You know, I can't get enough, and my wireless isn't capable. And, you know, and they all need an actual wire internet port to where they're going so that they can do interviews on the news or Zoom and all this different stuff. So the multi-purpose room makes a lot of sense because you got a lot more stuff going on, you
exactly.
know.
Out of the home versus, you know, we're all getting back to getting out more again. But the last 2 years have definitely shown, you know, we need to embrace our homes more. And, you know, we're working from our homes more. And people are, you know, some kids are doing school from home or partial and Zoom meetings and all the things. And so, yes, just trying to have as multifunctional of a space as possible to where it can transition easily and long term. Of our different chapters in our lives as well.
And so I heard you say, I heard one word in everything that you said earlier about the colors and the different stuff, and you said pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you getting pattern?
Well, it's interesting. There's different ways. Sometimes it's just a simple, you know, in a kitchen, a backsplash. You can provide it with just a simple tile and the transition the shape or the way we install the pattern. You can get four or five patterns out of one simple subway tile. So many ways to go about that. Believe it or not, I know a lot of people won't want to hear this, but wallpaper is actually kind of coming back. But it's unlike years ago where it was every wall in every space. I would say now it's more of maybe a pop here and there.
like
accent walls in the 80s, you know, of a color. So now we're doing maybe, like I have a client right now, we're doing the whole first floor of the house and we're taking down wallpaper in two of the rooms that have been there for 20, 30 plus years. But in the foyer, we're talking about maybe right when you walk in is a little impact doing one wall of just, you know, a very, like I've been mentioning, soft, subtle pattern, tone on tone to just give a little pop, but be more transitional to last longer.
Yeah. And it is, you know, it is fun to see these changes and transitions. And I got to imagine, you know, for you, it's got to be fun being able to design them and show options and really come up with, you know, not just projects and rooms, but things like that people really like a really cool pattern or a really cool, you know, accent wall or accent wall in a bathroom or something. And of course, me, you know, I was the guy that I stripped all that wallpaper from the 80s. I'm like,
exactly.
A little tear
That's
comes down
say.
My cheek.
A lot of you are going to hate me saying this, but
yeah, I'm just like, oh gosh, not again. but so it's just really cool what you guys get to do. So, what's some of your favorite stuff to kind of design and do like that for clients?
Oh, it's hard to narrow down. I honestly, I just love, you know, every client is different and their family's different and how they entertain. And that's what we're big on is we ask a lot of questions, probably odd questions to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, do you want two drawers here? It's okay, how do you use the space? And so for me, it's more just being able to bring their dreams to life and have them, you know, say, we love walking into this bathroom every morning and it feels like we're, you know, at a hotel or at the ocean or wherever.
Yeah.
And so that's where something like a wallpaper or a cabinet hardware or a fun light fixture or something, bringing their personality into it. That's, you know, it's not a specific space for me necessarily because all spaces can be fun. But it's really just, I love helping people and making them happy and changing their lives. You know, sometimes it's a, oh my goodness, getting the kids ready in the morning is so much easier now because we have lockers for their coats and book bags and this and that. Or I have a station where they can sit while I'm getting their breakfast and lunch ready or whatever it might be. So just for me, it's more just finding what brings joy to people with making a big change of a functional space as well.
Yeah, no. And see, that's that to me is right back to that why. You just literally, that's why you're a great fit here. That's why you do such great things here at Mosby, because, you know, you made their life and their home better all at the same time. And literally, you didn't answer a project. You answered basically the project that makes their life and their home better.
Exactly.
And that is absolutely fabulous. And that's what we're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody at Mosby truly, it's very hard to find in the industry. I've been in it 21 years and it took year until I got to Mosby to find that. But, you know, it's everybody has a lot of heart behind what we do. And so, yeah, I get to do both of my passions, which is working with people and helping them change their lives too through design. So I get to kind of incorporate everything I love.
Yep. And it does, you know, it takes time. You know, yes. I've said this a couple times with, you know, my son graduated from college a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going through, he had one job. He didn't really like it. He got out of that. He had kind of a middle job. He's, you know, got another one now that he is liking much, much better. But I basically just looked at him and said, well, I was fortunate because I found Mosby in my home when I was 30.
Early on in your career.
So if you can be fortunate enough to find that at 30, you still got like 7 years before you're going to find it. So you just got to keep searching. You just got to keep doing what you do, you know, going with the why, do everything you can, and great things are just going to happen, and you're going to get involved in other things, and you're going to find this. It's just not going to be in the first 2 years of leaving college. I'll guarantee you that.
It's pretty rare. There's a few out there, I'm sure, that luck out, but it does. It takes time to find the right fit. And some of that, I think, boils down to, like, our team. There's so much knowledge on our team of, you know, even though it took me many years to find Mosby, and for me, that's the perfect fit, but I did gain something at every place I was at and soaked up knowledge and, you know, learn things that were right for me and some things that were not. And so it helps filter and find that right fit. But
why we here at Mosby, we meet with other companies. We meet with other industry stuff. 100%. We watch the Harvard industry, you know, all the research and stuff they do.
Yes.
Because we know we're not at the finish line and we're going to always, you know, be doing this and we're going to always need to be a little bit better the following year. Mm-hmm. And the only way to do that is to really never stop
growing.
Finding great people like you, never stop changing, never stop growing and coming up with these things. And I think it's awesome, you know, how we do that. And that's just, you know, great. So for everybody out there, you know, check us out, callmosby.com. You can call into the office 314-909-1800 and get appointment scheduled with us. Meet with me, meet with Shannon. And for everybody else out there, I had a great time. Thanks for joining me today, Shannon. And
thank you for having me.
I will talk to everybody else next week. Have a good one.